This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and we begin on the fiscal front as President Obama met on Wednesday morning at the White House with key congressional leaders from both parties. The president focusing much of his commentary before the television cameras on the need to move forward on comprehensive legislation to overhaul financial regulations. He says that's necessary to avoid a repeat of the financial meltdown that nearly crippled U.S. markets in 2008. The president says the idea of too big to fail will never be foisted on the taxpayers again.
I'm actually confident that we can work out a effective bipartisan package that assures that we never have too big to fail again.
The president also articulated what else he wants to see in this legislation.
That consumers are adequately protected when it comes to financial instruments, whether it's mortgages or credit cards or debit cards. That we have a strong mechanism to regulate derivatives, something that we have not had.
A lot of critics, mainly from the right, have said that this is not an end to bailouts, but a permanent bailout culture. The president says, no way.
I am absolutely confident that the bill that emerges is going to be a bill that prevents bailouts. That's the goal.
But despite that goal, the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, told the press after the meeting that he doesn't see how the Democratic plan is anything but a permanent government intervention to bail out companies that are in trouble.
None of us ever again want to have a situation where the taxpayers' money is used to bail out large failed institutions. We don't want to ever do that again. And it's the view of all of the people I've been talking to, who really know the subject well, that we are taking that experience in the fall of 2008 and institutionalizing it, setting up in perpetuity the potential for additional taxpayer bailouts of large institutions.
But while McConnell focuses on what he sees as the flaws in the Democratic approach to reforming financial regulations, Indiana Congressman Mike Pence, the number three GOP member in the House of Representatives, has a different approach. He says if it appears that a company's about to fail, let it.
Both political parties ought to learn from the panic of 2008 that a refereed private sector where we have clear rules, maybe we update the rules, maybe we pass some new legislation for consumer protections, but the freedom to succeed has to include the freedom to fail.
On the Democratic side, Harry Reid, the Senate Democratic leader, says that the Republicans are once again just the party of no.
It's obvious that the Republicans are saying no again to progress for America. They have said no to for everything so far, and this is no change.
In other issues on Wednesday, the issue of Iran and its nuclear pursuit was once again before members of Congress. Arizona Senator John McCain, the last Republican presidential nominee, says it's time the U.S. actually make good on a threat.
George Shultz, my favorite Secretary of State in all the world, once said, his Marine drill instructor told him, never point a gun at somebody unless you're well ready to pull the trigger. We keep pointing the gun. We haven't pulled a single trigger yet, and it's about time that we did.
At the congressional hearing today, more estimations ranging anywhere from 1 year to 5 years on when Iran might have a deployable nuclear weapon. We heard just yesterday from retired U.S. Army General Paul Vallely that the estimate of Iran being 1 year away is too far away. He thinks they'll be ready even sooner than that. Of course, tomorrow is tax day, the deadline to file your federal income taxes, and that means we're hitting the one-year anniversary of the first major Tea Party. Up in Boston, they got to the celebration a day early, and that featured former vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. She says at some point here in Washington, the politicians got it backward about who dictates what to whom.
We're now headed toward being a country where instead of the people deciding how much money our government has, no, now it's our government deciding how much money the people can have. And that's backwards, and we're going to turn that around.
The Tea Party, of course, a major force now in American politics, and they will be having major events all around the country on Thursday. For more on the celebrations on Thursday, as well as what the Tea Party has accomplished to date, head to worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org to check out my interview with Matt Kibbe, who's the president and CEO of FreedomWorks, a major mover in the Tea Party movement. Also, while you're there, you can check out my interview with Tevi Troy. He served as Deputy Health and Human Services Secretary under President George W. Bush. He talks about a recent piece he authored in National Review in which he explains why medical fraud will not be slashed under the new health care policies, but will actually be much more rampant. And you can catch my interview with Katie Packer. She's with the Workforce Fairness Institute, and we'll be looking at the legacy of what appears to be departing SEIU Labor President Andy Stern, who was the most frequent visitor to the President's Oval Office in 2009. All of that, worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.